My message today is going to be about using a low, deep voice. So here's the thing. Typically, when teachers are upset, parents too, their voices get louder and shriller. Thomas, I said that you shouldn't. I don't want to get louder and louder. I'll hurt your ears. Well, that's what happens to children. They learn to tune it out. It hurts their ears. Here's a great way to teach children to listen, all right? Speak in a low, deep voice, not just from your throat, but deeper in your chest when you want to ask a child to do something. The lower your voice, the better they listen. Now, this takes lots of practice, and you've got to remember to also speak slowly. So here's an example. Use your low, deep voice with your voice getting lower and deeper with each pause. So hear me. All right. Jordan, I need for you to put the blocks down now. There you are. When I was learning it, I had to practice it a lot. But I promise you that in this case, practice makes perfect. It works. Have a great day. You are a difference maker. P.S. I personally invite you to follow our Applebaum Facebook and Instagram pages. I'm in charge of those posts. And if you ever have a question or comment, I'm the one that's going to be reading them. And so you can put, I get your messages, and then say whatever else you want to say. Or just say what you want to say without saying you get the messages. Go to the link provided. Bye for now.